Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah over here discusses produce purchased from Am Haaretz. It's a little bit going back to topics that we covered in Masechtas Demai. Produce purchased from Am Haaretz, it's called Demai. It's a suffix, questionable whether or not he took off the Maaseres. And Midrabanan, one is obligated to take off Maaser again, but it's only a suffix Maaser that he's taking off. However, that's only if it's something that we assume that he potentially could have taken off Maaser. But if the produce has not yet been brought into the house, it has not yet reached the stage that it would become obligated to Maaseres, then there's no reason to even have the possibility that the Am Haaretz took off Maaser, because it had not yet reached the point of hook for Maaser. It wasn't yet at the stage where the Maaser had to be taken off at that point. So then even from Am Haaretz, it would be considered like Tevel, that Vadai requires taking off Trumas and Maaseres. The difference would be whether or not you're allowed to snack on them. Something that the Am Haaretz already finished the process, you can't snack on it. But if it's something that he definitely didn't finish the process, then it can still be snacked on just like any other Tevel before it's hooked for the Maaser. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph, Haya Iver B'Shuk, if Am Haaretz was passing through the Shuk, the marketplace, V'amar, and he said to you, Tulu Lechem Teinim, take some of these figs, and he's giving them as a gift, take them as a gift. So it's this is talking about a case over here where it's clear, we can assume that he has not yet brought them home, and he didn't yet take them in to his house, and they have not yet been set for Hukva L'Maaser. Bringing it into his house would make it now set for Maaser, and he didn't yet bring it into the house. So therefore, Eichlin Nupatur, and you can take the figs from him, and you can eat them, and you don't have to take off Maaser, because this is snacking from something that is not yet Hukva L'Maaser. Lafikach, therefore, in Mechnisa L'Bateim, if the people who received the gift, they would actually bring it into their house, instead of eating it immediately in the marketplace, then it's now set for Maaser. Then misaknim vadai, they're going to have to be misakin, fix it up by taking off the proper maaseres, and it's going to be vadai. It's going to be something that's definite maaser. It's not going to be demai. That's questionable. That's a suffix maaser. This is going to be vadai, definite obligation to take off maaser, trumas and maaseres. The Mishnah continues. If the Am Haaretz said, Tzlu v'chnisu l'batechem, you can take it and bring it within you to your house, and the Am Haaretz said you should go eat it in your house, so there the Am Haaretz is implying that it's able to be eaten in the house, meaning that it won't need Maaser to be taken off of it, even after you walk into the house. And that's because the Am Haaretz is saying that I took the Maaser off of it already. So in this case, where the Am Haaretz says I took the Maaser off already, then it reverts to the regular case of produce from Am Haaretz, that they're not trusted on Maaseres. So lo yechlu mehem arai, you can no longer snack on it. Even arai, temporarily snacking on it, you can't take it, because you have to assume that it became obligated to Maaser, it was set. And we don't trust Am Haaretz that he took off the Maaseres. Lefikach imechnis lebateim, if you take it into your house, eina mesaknim el adamai, when you fix it, by taking off the proper Maaseres, it's not Vadai, it's just Demai. It's a Suffolk Maaser, and therefore it has a different set of halachas, because it's only a Suffolk. See Masechtas Demai for further information, the difference between taking off Maaseres from Demai and taking off Maaseres from Vadai Tavel. Mishnah Beis talks about a different topic. Bringing it into the house will make it midiraisa hukvala Maaser, but there's other things that will make it set, will be kavua for Maaser, even beforehand. And the Mishnah over here discusses bringing it into the courtyard. Bringing it into the courtyard already midrabanan makes it set for Maaser. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis, Hayu yeshvin b'shar abichanus. If people were sitting at the shar, at the gateway of a chatzar, of a courtyard, abichanus, or in a store, va'amar, and the owner of the property said, Tzlu lechem teinim, you can go take some of these figs for yourself, that were outside of the courtyard or outside of the store. So, Eichlin Upturin, the people can go and take them and eat them, even by bringing them into the courtyard, they can eat them and they're exempt from Maaser in a snacking fashion. It's not yet set for Maaser for these people. However, Ubal Shar, Ubal Chanos, but the owner of that gateway or of that courtyard or of the store owner, if he would go and take figs and bring them in, chayavim, he would be obligated to take off meiser before eating from it. And that's because this, that the courtyard, bringing it into the courtyard or the store, will make it kavua, will make it set for meiser. That's only for the owner of the property. But for the other people that were offered to eat from the figs, for them, the courtyard does not make it set, and they can still snack on it even after they bring it into the courtyard. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda says that in this situation, even the store owner and the owner of the courtyard is going to still be exempt from taking off Meiser. He can still snack from it. Ad Sheyachzer Hazpanav, unless he turns his face away while he eats. Ad Sheyishana Makam Yeshivaser, he moves the place where he's sitting and he doesn't sit right in front of them, but he moves back somewhere where he's not with the customers in the store. He's somewhere removed from the customers, or he's not with the guests in his courtyard. He moved back to a private area. Then he would be obligated in Meiser. But otherwise he's not. And why is this? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the courtyard only makes it set for Meiser only in a place in the courtyard where he's not embarrassed to eat. And then it's more of a private domain, and that will make it set for Meiser. But when it's still in like a public area in his courtyard or in his store where there's customers there and he's embarrassed to eat, so then by bringing it in there, it's not yet set for Meiser. So only if he's turning away or moving to a different, more private area in the courtyard or in the store, then it would become set. But otherwise, just bringing it into the courtyard or the store does not make it set, even for the property owner.